Laura here. Before you begin the Silva Intuition Training Program, I'd like to give you some pointers that will help you to make the most of this program. This program, in great part, has to do with enhancing your intuition, but it also has to do with finding your life purpose, your mission in life, and to have a constant connection to source energy. When we talk about intuition, we're talking about a feeling of knowing without the use of rational processes. And it involves a part of the brain that operates very rapidly and creates a balance between our thoughts and our feelings. These pointers I'm going to share with you, I want you to keep in mind as you listen to the program. And after I give you these pointers, I have a real special surprise for you. Pointer number one, bring to mind any intuitive experience that you have had. It could be in the form of maybe hunches or gut feelings, insights, intuitive dreams, anything you can call intuitive or an intuitive experience. We've all had them. We've all had many of these experiences throughout our lifetime. And often it comes in a simple form of when the phone rings, you just know who's on the other side of the line. Or you're thinking about someone and that person happens to appear in your front door. Sometimes you're waiting for the elevator and there could be five or six elevators, but you happen to be standing in front of the one that opens. Anything like that. Anytime that you have sensed information that when you follow through has led you to a positive outcome, you can call an intuitive experience. Now notice, from this point on, you're also going to be concentrating more on those thoughts, ideas, or hunches, or feelings that come to you to find out where they lead. Because many times these subtle feelings are the right feelings that are associated to intuitive experiences. Two, bring to mind childhood memories of what you always loved to do and that you still love doing to this day. This could be a great indicator of what really and truly is your life purpose and mission. We all enjoy doing something special. I love to cook. I love to garden. But most of all, I love to talk. So I think a lot of times I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing because not only do I love to talk, but I love to talk about ideas, tools, techniques that can truly make people's lives change for the better. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm doing exactly what I was born to do. What were you born to do? What do you in the heart and core of your very being believe you were born to do? And start putting some thought into that as well. Three, create a clear personal understanding of what source energy means to you. Everybody has their own meaning for source energy. How do you view it? How do you understand it? What does it mean to you, if anything, at all? For me, source energy is an inexhaustible source of energy that I can tap into through my meditations or by just desiring to access energy for my body, ideas to help me solve problems, creative ways to approach any situation that I may have. So source energy for me not only helps me physically, but also helps me emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. So what does source energy mean to you? Four, be prepared to do a lot of mental work with your mental senses. This is a course in subjective education. This means that you're going to go through extensive exercises, mental exercises that are going to help you to discern the information you sense with your mental senses. And much the way you discern information that you sense with your physical senses. But let's face it, you've had a lifetime of training when it comes to discerning what you sense with your physical senses. And you've never really had any training as to how to discern information you sense with your mental senses. So we're going to do a lot of mental work to achieve that outcome, to achieve that goal, because when you do, you will have then enhanced your intuitive ability. 5. Establish points of reference with your experience every step of the way. Whether it's how you experience meditations, the depth that you're experiencing, the physical relaxation, mental relaxation, how you experience your images, how the images are attached to feelings. What does deep mean to you, or going deeper? What does relaxed mean to you? This is going to be extremely useful for you as you go through this program. 6. Every time you use visualization and or imagination, engage all of your sensing faculties. In other words, be in the experience. Experience it from a holographic perspective, from a three-dimensional point of view. Use your imagery, what you feel and hear and taste and smell. All of your mental senses, engage them fully and completely in order to maximize your experience. 7. During your projection exercises, the exercises that you are going to go through, where you're going to learn how to interpret what you sense with your mental senses, the part that we call subjective education, notice, what is the difference that makes the difference? What is the difference between one experience and the other? Notice the small little things that are different about one experience with the other, one meditation with the other, one projection into a form or a matter form to the other. Because it is in noticing these very subtle distinctions that you're able to develop your intuitive abilities. 8. Lock into the feeling of knowing. Now go back into your personal history of the many times that you have had that feeling of knowing. I know this is right. I know this is correct. I know I'm in the right path. I know this is red. I know this is black. I know this is happy. I know this is sad. I know this is good. I know this is bad. What does that feeling of knowing feel like to you? How do you recognize that specific feeling that is called knowing, especially knowing that you know? So go into your personal history and bring forth all the different experiences that you have had with that feeling of knowing that you know, and lock in that feeling. That's going to come in really handy throughout this program. 9. Make comparisons along the way with your experience. Compare all the time. When we go through the projection exercises, and you'll know what I mean when we get there, compare this with that. Compare light, intensity, color, density, sound, reflection of sound, depth, whatever it is. When you go through the projection exercises, make constant comparisons with what you are experiencing. This will help you to make distinctions and will enhance your ability to discern the information that you're sensing. It is in projecting your mental senses that you're able to develop your intuitive ability. This is why ESP, extrasensory perception, does not apply to us, because it's not an extra sense. Everybody has it. What we are doing is effective sensory projection. And 10, and probably one of the most important points to emphasize, is to bring forth those childlike qualities in you. That part of you that is curious, that loves to explore, that loves to learn, that has fun doing so. Bring back that child you and have that child you present in all the experiences. This will certainly help you make the very most of the Silva Intuition Training Program. I recommend that you listen to the CDs in the order that they come. and to spend whatever time you need on each CD before moving on to the next one. It's okay for you to listen to the exercises more than once and to go through the projection exercises more than once, but do listen to them in the order that they come. You can take a week, you can take 2 weeks, you can take whatever time you need to make the most of this experience. Now, I did say I had a special surprise for you. Well, lo and behold, about 8 months ago, we sold the building that had housed our headquarters for about the last 20 years, and we purchased a new building, a new location that we now call our headquarters in Laredo, Texas. And when we were moving all of our archives, we found some boxes. In those boxes were a collection of some television shows that my father and I did back about 20 years ago. Now, mind you, we don't have a lot of audio recordings of my father, much less video recordings of my father. And we really had thought we had lost these, and we hadn't located them in so many years. So you can imagine our great excitement when we found this box of 8mm videotape that we then converted into DVDs, and we have sound quality as well. And so today I'm going to have you listen to some of my father's teachings, ideas, and concepts about the Silva Method and, most of all, about intuition. So I hope you really enjoy this as much as I have. Every time I hear it, I learn so much, and I'm hoping that you will too. So let me introduce to you Jose Silva.